I'm hoping he comes to see me this year.
Well, I won't continue.
You know, my land addition, but the guy that has the land addition, that I've tried to sell a piece of land. There's two guys in the old courthouse that got the same name. And the way I saw that is I went to see the man and see my paperwork. So he got two names, and it's going to cost me $5,800 to clear up before I can sell my land. He said, I got no names. I said, you need to let me go to the courthouse. There's two people with the same names. And they have their birthdays. And the address that's on that old lien was like a cow was born or a woman was born in 45, and this guy was born in 72. But they were signed after they changed it up after they said it was him and saved me about $6,000. You know, he had the same first name and the same last name.
Commissioner Dempsey, do you want to lead us in the prayer today?
Father, we thank you right now for your mercy and your grace. We bless your name because your name is worthy to be blessed. We thank you now for what you have done thus far. We thank you for early rising this morning, and as the sun going down, Father, we get alive. We pray for those that are sick and the shut in our county and in this country. We pray for the those that's in harm way that protect us right now, both our local and our federal. We thank you for this meeting. We thank you for these commissioners who's trying to do those things which is right. We pray for all that's involved, all that's here, within earshot of this now. We pray for them too. And whatever their problems might be, Father, we know you're a problem solver. Not only that, you're a heavy load carrier. We thank you now for the heavy load that we carry, and it's made easy through you. Thank you now, and we bless your holy name. As we make these decisions, Father, we take it not light, but we do what's best for ourselves. And this we do ask and bless you now. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number three, approval of the agenda. The board is to affirm the county administrator's selection of the assistant county administrator. Is there a motion?
Motion. Second.
We have a motion by Commissioner Page, second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Good evening.
Good evening. As you know, my recent promotion to county administrator has resulted in a vacancy of the assistant county administrator position. During the time period from when I was initially appointed till my contract was signed, we advertised internally for 7 business days. 2 employees applied for the position. Ms. Durden met the qualifications for assistant county administrator, and it is my recommendation that Marcia Durden be promoted to the position of assistant county administrator. Ms. Durden has been a valued member of our team for approximately 18 months, and I feel her experience in human resources, management, and budgeting would make her an ideal fit for our organization.
Any questions?
I have only one question. Did you have an interview committee?
No, sir. We did not. And the reason for that is that because the in-house employee pool, there was only one candidate who was really met the minimum qualifications.
No problem with that. It's internal.
Yes, sir.
I make a motion that we approve the recommendation of our county administrator.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we've got a motion by Commissioner Page and a second by Commissioner Moody. Any further discussion?
Is she willing to accept?
Any further discussion? If not, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say sign. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Congratulations, Ms. Durden.
Thank you.
Welcome.
You want to say anything?
Sure. I would just like to say thank you so much for your confidence in me, and also for the opportunity to help serve this community in this position. It is going to be a new role for me, but I do not take lightly your trust that you placed in me, so thank you so much for that.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
You got some big shoes to fill.
You've been around long enough that you know who you're working for now.
Yes, sir.
We expect you to continue doing the good jobs you've done in your previous role. That's all we can ask.
That's
the one from going crazy.
I'm confident that we have a very good and qualified senior staff and you two ladies, so we're very pleased.
Thank you.
Moving forward, we will be evaluating the vacancy that Marcia's promotion will leave. What we'd like to do is maybe see if we can find some efficiencies. And we will bring that back to the board January 7th. So in the meantime, Marcia will be filling both roles, which, you know, we have to do from time to time. We'll be all helping each other as much as we can.
Okay. So you're going to bring a recommendation back on January the 7th?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Is that going to be enough time?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'd certainly like to save money.
Yes, ma'am. Well, in anticipation of the board approving this recommendation, we have been working on a job description for what we would like to bring to the board. We would like to consolidate some of the duties, but ultimately it's up to the board.
And ultimately, we may save a few dollars.
Yes, sir. Okay. That is my goal.
That's what we want to hear. Okay, any other questions or comments or anything else before we have a motion to adjourn?
Oh, yeah, before we go.
Okay.
I know you all been hearing about the Whitley Cookie and the Swanee River board on the, I attended that meeting in Madison last week. I think it was very informative. About lost us spend a lot of money, but yet they just haven't get that problem. It doesn't need to be. So we will have another one. I think it's on the 24th of January.
What I think we need to do, Commissioner Demps, is we can put that on the agenda, your request to be on that board.
Okay.
On the January 7th agenda. I already have it in my agenda basket.
Okay.
I just haven't talked to you about it yet. And then you can be formally appointed to that task. It's a task force,
yes,
I believe. To that task force, and we'll get the information out so the board can vote, and then I will go back to the Planning Council and give them that information.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for being willing to serve on that board.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
And we need to notify the North, what is it, the Swanee River Economic Council, that Commissioner Demps agreed to take my place, and Commissioner Murphy offered it for that group.
I have that list out.
You have to send them a letter.
Yes.
Or I can call them for you.
Okay. I'll try to get that done this week.
All right. Now, they have a meeting. December has already passed, so it's too late to go to that one.
Okay.
But the next one, they meet quarterly.
Okay.
And they feed you. And they will pay your mileage.
They do?
Yeah. So you'll get gas money.
All right.
Unless you're riding in town to meet
Live
Oak. Let me meet Live Oak.
Okay.
At the Swanee River Economic Council. It's called Nobles Ferry Road. It's easy to find.
Okay.
All You meet at 6 o'clock? Okay.
And there's a transportation disadvantage meeting on Thursday at 1. I sent you a text because you you were now on that committee.
Okay. Any other announcements or anything else?
Can I take 1 minute and bring everybody up to date?
Sure.
I'll sell a solid waste landfill. We bet that in. And we're sure everybody had a total of one already about the telephone. That our reimbursement from the landfill is going to be the same as it was the last 2-3 years. I can't remember the total number, but it's a significant little piece of change. That's secure. Now we have quite a number of millions of dollars in escrow for opening new cells and closure of the older cells. We've got maybe 2 years left before we need to construct a new cell. And it's usually constructed in about a 9-acre parcel. And they're placed adjacent to each other. And then when you get a large footprint, then they start going up higher and higher. Well, it's gone on our engineering firm and our board that it costs so much money to do all the permitting and the engineering work for one cell. We've got 2 years to get something going. Why don't we do 2 cells at one time? Do 1 20-acre cell. And you know, just I looked at my numbers. The cost for the engineering and the permitting and all the studies and most of the dirt moving, before you start buying in the liner and hauling sand in there, that costs $1 million. So in the long run, we're going to save a lot of money. But if we have it all mapped out, so that we keep getting the tonnage of garbage in, we'll be able to pay for it as we go. It'll be probably a 10-year build-out. But I thought that was some creative thinking. Mm-hmm. And I'll just pass that on to you. If you need more information, or if you ever want to attend a landfill board meeting, and invitation goes to all of you, be honored to have you go. Occasionally we have other commissioners go. Mm-hmm. Solid Waste Administrators. I know Mr. Blakey went once, but it's mostly men that I want. And we ain't always, bathroom's not always as tight as it ought to be. But you're invited.
Thank you.
All right. So I just passed that on that we're at work. We're still taking care of garbage. If we could just figure out a way to handle plastics. Mm-hmm. I know you all been watching the 60 Minutes of all the plastics out in the ocean. I don't know the answer to that one.
We can't make 2 bowls out of that plastic?
I'm sure they could if you get it together. But getting it out of the ocean, it's just what we heard on the television this last week.
Yes.
It just everywhere.
Yeah, I was reading in some paper in the last week where Sarasota, the city, I believe the city of Sarasota.
St. Petersburg.
Oh, it's St. Pete. They passed an ordinance that
can't serve plastic straws.
They cannot use plastic, sell plastic straws in that city. So I'm sure that's a big impact with all the fast food places. But I think more people are becoming aware of this situation. But I want to tell you that since I've been here, I've come to know what a well-run organization that is over there at the Osceola Landfill. It just, every time you talk about it, it's always good. Good reports, and so I want to thank you for serving on that board all these years.
The great fear that the board has, because we all, there's four of us, and other than one who's changed about 2 years ago, it's been the same board for quite a number of years. There's a lot of stability there. Well, when you get 2 new board members especially, at one time, then the historical knowledge that we've had over the years, you have to go back and recreate everything over. It's a real hassle. So at election time, the staff and the engineer and the attorney get real nervous. Who's Jefferson County going to appoint? They got a new board chair. But fortunately, she did the right thing and appointed the same commission. Ms. Barfield, you know her?
Yes.
It was very clear that she might appoint herself. And, but anyway, it's been a pretty tight-knit group. And we've been there long enough that we know when they talk about leachate, what that is, you know. But I still say, when I come back in my second life, I want to be an engineer. $948,000 to engineer and get permits to do a little 20-acre landfill. But that's the cost of doing business. It's a 9-phase project. 2 years to get permitted.
How much property is left up there?
We bought 80 acres recently from Madison County. I said recently in the last 2 years. But the usable property, there's enough of land there without buying any additional property to last another 75 years.
Okay. I ain't worried about that. But the other question I have, okay, let's just talk about the first sale that was closed.
Yeah.
What happens to that property? When can you alienate it?
Well, what we do with the first sale, it's been kept off temporarily. And as we build additional sales, we build them adjacent to each other. So the geometry of it is once you get, say, 3 sales this way and 2 or 3 sales this way, the cap that you got on there is dirt, really. Mm-hmm. But what you do is you just keep going up higher. So it's closed on the sides. The state will allow you to close the side slopes. And on the top of it, they may have to get a tarp of some sort on it. Because you want the rainwater to go in there. But you've got to have the post-closure cost in escrow by DEP. So that if we were to walk off one day and say we're going to leave this thing, the state's got the money there to close that thing permanently. All the monitoring wells and all that. And they won't let you spend all that money. Like if you close the slope and you got a little money left over, they'll let you use that for something else.
Well, the land that's...
The land that's under it.
That's being closed or the sale, at any time in the future, can it be used for something else? And are sold by...
Well, it can be used for solar inside of the hills.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Or solar. We've got an experimental solar project on one of the slopes facing the west where the sun. It's a little black fabric built into the side, and we're just using that for a little test to see how long the fabric will last.
And sell it to be?
I don't think it's going to be viable. It's not big enough.
I got you.
You did the whole landfill. They got better technology now than a little black plastic laying on the dirt.
That's interesting. Thank you. It's
quite an operation.
I wasn't asking you as an attorney. I was asking you as a citizen. But I wanted to find out.
Also, we have an attorney, Mr. Worship. You know Mr. Worship.
I did.
Been there since before Santa Claus was invented. But he's a very knowledgeable attorney, but we pay him derived from Gainesville. And if you look at the minutes over the years, attorney's report, nothing to say. Nothing to say. Nothing to say. Nothing to say. Well, once in a while, we lead him in any building sector. So it's dawned on us, why are we paying a man $175 an hour to drive to Gainesville and back and eat supper with us when we could maybe put him on a retainer and call him when we need him? So like you do when you're in Horseshoe. And he said, the board decision. So we'll try that for a while.
Well, I go to the Horseshoe meeting, so.
You do, most of the time. You are there, but when it conflicts with us,
right.
You tell us, you call me on my phone. Then.
Vice versa.
Yeah.
Well, he does buy donuts at Johnson's Bakery when he comes through here.
And he does watch me a couple of donuts times.
Yeah. Worsham. I was always saying.
John Worsham.
No, he used to be at the Water Management District for years and years.
Yeah. He was a pain.
So we told him we'd be in the minutes for a while. Let's see how this works. And hopefully we won't get in any trouble. You know, $1,000 a month or every 3 months, I mean, it's not a big ticket item, but that was a decision the board made. Save a dollar when you can. Move in turn.
Second. Now, motion is all in favor say aye. All opposed, same sign.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Congratulations.